I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The global economy may be far from recovering its pre-recession muscle, but it seems the good times are returning early to some investment bankers. New numbers just out of New York show Wall Street bonuses on the rise again, so much for a post-bailout reduction. Then there's this story out of Switzerland. A few years back, the bank Credit Suisse saw the value of some of its assets plummet. Several billion dollars of investments were deemed worthless. They became so-called toxic assets. Then last year, Credit Suisse bankers received those assets as bonuses. It was described as a way to force the bankers to feel the pain. Well, the BBC's Alex Ritson has been following the story, and he says the toxic assets are toxic no more.
They soared in value. They went up something like 72%, which actually makes them a really good investment. And this was a huge pile of money that they were sharing out, $5 billion worth of toxic assets. These are all things that looked like really rubbish investments, things like, well, securitized debt of all sorts of things, a lot of commercial property. There was a Japanese shopping center in there. There was a mining company. There was a US supermarket chain. These were investments which, this time 18 months ago, everyone thought these were worthless, absolutely rubbish. And so the idea was to share these out among the bankers who made these dodgy investment decisions, let them take some of the bank's pain, because Credit Suisse was in quite serious trouble, made a big loss, almost $6 billion in 2008. And lo and behold, now the market has looked afresh at these assets. They've soared in value, up 72%. Just to put that into context, if you'd put your money in Credit Suisse shares over the same period, they would have risen in value by 60%, so not as good. If you put the money in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, nice and safe, that would have gone up about 19% over the same period. So 72% is a really good investment.
So it's like the Credit Suisse managers put lumps of coal in their banker stockings and it turned into diamond.
Well, the Credit Suisse bankers, when they made the investments originally, they thought they were making very good investments. It was only at the height of the credit crisis, when we all thought that the world was falling apart around us, that that it was decided that these were rubbish. And at that point, it looked like a very good idea to give these bankers some pain, give them a taste of their own medicine. Eat their own cooking was the phrase that was used when the partner asset facility, as it was called, was first announced. But these bankers have done very nicely. They had confidence in their investments at the beginning, and it looks like maybe they were right to have confidence in these investments.
So what does this say about the definition of, you know, toxic assets? And does this mean that some of the assets, or many of the assets analysts call toxic, are not in fact toxic and that the analysts are wrong?
Well, let's put it into context. If at the height of the financial crisis you had gone out and just bought $100 worth of shares in all the big financial institutions, well, you just go back, bring up the finance section on your search engine and work out just how much you would have made if you had bought shares in sort of October of 2008 in all the major banks. You know, back then, bank shares felt as if they were worthless. And in a way, it's the same with the assets that the banks were investing in. It was out of fashion, but I mean, they always say, buy low, sell high. And the prices of these things back then were very low. Does this mean that all toxic assets were worth investing in? Well, of course not. But so many things got tarred with the toxic asset brush. Certainly there were things that weren't worth investing in, but the price of the entire market fell through the floor.
So now they're not feeling the pain? They're not getting the punishment? Is it possible that management might ask them to give any of that money back?
Well, they were given the bonuses. They earned them. They accepted them at the time. Why should they give their money back? And arguably, the Credit Suisse management should be feeling quite pleased with their investment staff. Not only are they back in profit, but overall, Credit Suisse has done rather nicely. It took no money from the Swiss government, unlike its rival UBS, which took a bailout from the Swiss government. Credit Suisse raised its money privately throughout the financial crisis, and I think probably the bankers that are sitting on this bonus would feel that they've earned it. And in fact, when the latest profits were announced, Credit Suisse announced another huge bonus pot of about $6 billion, which will be shared among Credit Suisse bankers for their performance over the last financial year.
It makes me wonder, I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering too, if this can happen, then why did we bail out those banks?
Well, at the time that the bailout happened, of course, market confidence disappeared, and the fear was that banks would go under. But Credit Suisse took no money. It wasn't all banks that took money from the governments. And the banks that didn't take money from governments, didn't take state bailouts, I think would probably argue, why should they be blamed for this crisis? They survived it without state money.
The BBC's Alex Ritson in London. Thank you very much.